What's up, Stoic Squad? Brandon Cole here, your daily dose of wisdom with a side of real talk. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions? Like you're on autopilot, reacting to life instead of truly living it? You know that feeling when you hit the pause button and ask yourself, wait, what am I even doing here? That's where self-reflection comes in. It's like hitting the reset button on your soul, taking a step back from the chaos and getting crystal clear about who you are, what you want, and why you're here. And trust me, folks, this isn't some airy-fairy, hippy-dippy concept. Self-reflection is a superpower, a tool for building resilience, discipline, and ultimately, a life that feels damn good. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to make self-reflection your secret weapon. First up, remember that self-reflection isn't about beating yourself up or dwelling on the past. It's about understanding your patterns, both the good and the bad. Think of it like this. You wouldn't drive a car without checking the oil or tire pressure, right? Self-reflection is like that checkup for your soul. It helps you identify what's working, what needs tweaking, and what's causing those annoying engine noises, I mean emotional hiccups. Secondly, find a time and space where you can truly disconnect. No phone notifications, no TV buzzing in the background, just you and your thoughts. Grab a journal, go for a walk in nature, or even just sit in silence with a cup of tea. The key is to create a sanctuary for introspection, a space where your mind can wander freely. Thirdly, ask yourself some tough questions. Get real with yourself about your values, your goals, and what truly brings you joy. What are you passionate about? What drains your energy? Where do you see yourself in 5 years, 10 years? Don't shy away from the big stuff, the answers might surprise you. Fourthly, be honest with yourself, even when it's uncomfortable. We all have those little quirks, insecurities, and habits that we try to hide. But true self-reflection requires vulnerability, the courage to look in the mirror and say, okay, this is me, warts and all. And guess what? Once you embrace your imperfections, you can start to work on them to grow into the best version of yourself. Finally, remember that self-reflection isn't a one-time event, it's an ongoing practice. Just like any skill, it takes time and effort to develop. So be patient with yourself, celebrate small victories, and keep showing up for those introspective moments. You got this. Let me tell you about a time when self-reflection really helped me out. I was working on a big project at work, putting in tons of hours, feeling the pressure, and honestly, starting to burn out. One evening, after another long day, I decided to take a break, grab my journal, and just let my thoughts flow. As I wrote, I realized that I wasn't actually enjoying the project anymore. I was so focused on meeting deadlines and exceeding expectations that I'd lost sight of why I started it in the first place, the passion, the creativity, the challenge. That realization hit me like a ton of bricks. It was time to refocus, to reconnect with my initial enthusiasm, to remember what truly fueled my drive. So, I had a conversation with my boss, explained how I was feeling, and we worked together to find a more sustainable approach. By taking that time for self-reflection, I not only avoided burnout, but also rediscovered my passion for the work itself. Remember, folks, life is a marathon, not a sprint. Taking those moments for introspection, those little me sessions, can make all the difference. They help you stay grounded, focused, and fueled by purpose. You're not just going through the motions, you're actively shaping your journey. So, go out there, embrace self-reflection, and watch your life transform. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little stoic wisdom. And as always, keep it real, keep it stoic, and keep rocking that incredible life you deserve. Peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.